Let's switch gears right now and head to New York and visit with legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, who's at the Trump New York trial that's going on today. Michael Cohen taking the stand. Good morning to you, Thane. What is the latest in this, and what can we expect throughout the day on this in the trial?
Well, you know, we're all waiting for the cross-examination, Dan, because that's where all the fireworks are. He did come in today looking very nervous. Remember, he's been on TikTok every night, basically, you know, telling the world that, you know, that Donald Trump isn't a criminal and that he's going to help put him behind bars. In fact, one of the TikTok sessions, apparently he was wearing a T-shirt that had a picture of Donald Trump behind bars. But of course, that's, you know, that doesn't make necessarily, that doesn't make him a believable witness, because the best witnesses that jurors can see are those who don't have a stake in the outcome. You know, I was at a Starbucks, I was minding my own business, and I saw a car crash, and I saw these people out there. That's not Michael Cohen, you know. I was in the very center of the action, and I hate this guy, and I wrote a book called Revenge, because I want to take my revenge against this guy. So, you know, it's not the most best credible witness. That and the fact that he was a convicted felon, and he... a federal judge just recently ruled that he was a serial perjurer, you know, and he lost his law license. So he's got a lot to rehabilitate. On the other hand, the prosecution can say he's already served time in jail. We're not offering him anything. It's not like we didn't cut him a sweetheart deal. He's not the subject of this criminal investigation at all. He's here on his own volition. And just because a guy has trouble telling the truth before doesn't mean he's not here today telling the truth.
Now, the possibility that the jurors see this guy as just out for retribution is pretty high. One thing I was wondering is whether his appearance was really necessary to the case. I know there's a question of how much he was actually paid, because he was paid more than the $130,000, right?
Yeah, Shannon, he was paid more because he was getting paid. In other words, the $130,000 went to Stormy Daniels. So he wanted his fee. And he not only wanted his fee, he wanted to make sure that he wasn't paying taxes on the fee, so that he asked for more money that would cover the taxes. So that's why the number is much higher than $130,000 that was divided up over a number of months of payment. But going to your first point, you know, he's crucial to this case. Because no one at this point has said anything, has testified in any way, that links Donald Trump to a conspiracy to cover up evidence that would benefit his campaign. That's what apparently this case is about, a criminal conspiracy between Cohen, Trump, and Pecker to cover up payments in order to influence the outcome of the campaign. There's a lot of evidence that Michael Cohen was doing that. There's a lot of evidence that Michael Cohen had conversations with David Pecker. But Donald Trump famously doesn't have email. Everything by him is a phone call. There are no documents. There's no corroborating documents to anything that the prosecution case is about. So it really comes down to Michael Cohen saying, my office was 50 feet away from this guy. I talked to him 5 or 6 times a day, picked up the phone every time I called him. I knew him better than his wife. I knew him better than his sons who work in this floor. I have an office closer to him than his sons. You know, I know everything. And I'm going to tell you something. This was all his idea. He directed me to make the payments. He decided that they should be called legal fees. It was his decision to misclassify. And he specifically told me that after the Access Hollywood tape, I don't have a chance of getting reelected unless I bury these other stories of salacious sexual activities with other women. So I have to do that. That's what he's going to have to say, just like that, and convince the jury that they believe that he was basically a lapdog, even though he's a lawyer, following the advice of his client.
Following Stormy Daniels' testimony last week, you got Karen McDougal, and you got obviously all the other testimony. It almost seems like all of this is more to embarrass the former president than actually, you know, get a win in court. Would you agree?
Yeah, Dan. It's interesting. You know, the prosecution is light on evidence of the elements of the crime, but they're very heavy on Donald Trump, bad man. You know, a lot of these cases, you know, January 6th, there's a lot of evidence of bad man, not great guy, you know. Not a great guy, but I'm not sure that any of the cases were ever a slam dunk on criminality. You know, what was he doing with the documents? Nothing terrible.
He just had them.
He had them, and he moved them to a sock drawer, and he was playing footsie with the government and not giving them back. Not selling them to the Russians, not giving them to the North Koreans, not showing them or destroying them, but being a child and moving them around like a child.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it you back. I'm throwing a tantrum. Very Donald Trump behavior. So you have the same thing here. You don't have really have it. You don't. There's no crime in having sex with a porn star. There's no crime paying her to keep her mouth shut. These are perfectly legal activities. There's no crime in paying legal fees. That's what he says he's done. He's not he didn't orchestrate a scheme. Just paying legal fees. And he's not a lawyer. He doesn't even know what the campaign finance laws mean. So he didn't intentionally try to violate campaign finance laws. He saw that he was paying legal fees for the work that Michael Cohen was doing to keep these women quiet.
Meanwhile, he gets a lot of publicity before going into the courtroom and then coming out in the hallway press conferences. It's kind of interesting. Always a pleasure. Thanks for the time. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thank you both.